Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. What is it about when you become a father, lights being on bother you so much?
You're just angry for no reason.
But something about dads, man. Immediately, it's always the dads want to turn off all the lights constantly. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
You don't want the lights on, just like I don't want you going in and out of the refrigerator. Like the refrigerator, you went in just 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, what are you air conditioning the neighborhood?
The same thing is in the refrigerator that was there 30 seconds ago. You don't need to keep going back and forward. Max, there's no need to do that.
Meantime, trick or treating yesterday, man. Did you go trick or treating with the kids?
Yeah, of course. I got to take them trick or treating early. I was out there probably about a good hour up and down, you know, real quick.
Eat any candy?
I did not. Mm-mm. I did not eat any candy. There's my daughter right there with the purple
she's
on.
She's growing up so quick, Key. That's crazy.
Cutie. Yeah. Yeah, her little homegirl, Isla. Her little
mermaid.
That's her little partner. Like they you know, it's daytime, though. You can't get in and do too early in the daytime. This is another little kid with the donuts. Look at that. Mm-hmm. The costumes, man.
Man, I mean, the holiday, my daughter had her holiday her Halloween party parade yesterday at the school. And it's like the cutest sight seeing all the kids, you know, going around, holding the teacher's hands in their Halloween costumes, and everybody's had it. It's one of the best days, man.
You're right.
Look at all the people just go way out.
Halloween's supposed to be at night. It's light out. So,
well, because it's the kids, man. You want to scare the damn kids, man?
Yes.
Well, the kids are like three, 4 years old.
Look at this dude, Jay. Joe.
What's weird is that's not even a picture from Halloween.
That's Jay's every day. Yeah, that's every day. My son is dressed like an astronaut. My daughter is Jasmine. My wife is an airplane. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, okay, you got the whole Aladdin thing going on.
Yeah, and I got the Cornette family. They came with us, Jordan and Shay, and their son Joey. He's the Cookie Monster. Yep, and then after we did the whole tour, Jordan knocked over my mailbox, knocked it down. After we weren't having candy, we were having other things, and my mailbox over. Thanks, Jordan.
Ran the mailbox.
Ran it over. The car got attached to the mailbox. I have the sound.
Shannon in the woods.
I didn't know they had black Smurfs, but okay.
We out here. Representation matters, all right? We have black Smurfs, all right?
Hey, Smurfs are blue. They could be anything.
The original was Papa Smurf. I'm Big Papa Smurf, all right? We out here.
There you go. That's cute. Yeah. In the woods, though, man.
In the woods.
No, not for
Shannon, man.
Watch out for that bear.
No, there were sports on TV. I had things.
Did you not even take the kid? Like, there's no Halloween.
Yeah, I got to tell you the truth.
Trick or treating in the building?
My kids. No. In the building, it's a small building. Yeah. So, matter of fact, no one even knocked. And the
James,
kids are different
those
ages.
Are James. James
kids didn't even knock on the door. Yeah, those are James kids, huh? Captain America. And who are your girls, James?
James isn't James here, is but TV they are. They are wrestlers. Oh. Yeah. Little baby wrestlers.
But it's also little baby wrestlers. Okay. They're listening on radio too.
I see. Yeah, no, so my kids are all, you know, like they're doing their own thing already with different friend groups and stuff, going trick-or-treating here, trick-or-treating there. Yeah.
James is also a wrestler, by the way.
Trick-or-treating. Trick-or-treats.
See, like how scary do you actually get with your kids on Halloween? Like do you not care? Like do you go next level? Like is it like the crypt? Like,
it's not really about – Halloween's not about scaring anyone anymore. It's about dressing up as in a costume, really. It could be any kind of costume. You're looking to scare,
I want to scare. Yeah, scare everybody.
You don't live in a scary neighborhood, Key. It's hard. Bright out. You go during the day. Mansions everywhere. There's nothing scary about it.
Well, they're all right. I mean, some of that stuff. Look at that guy on top of the roof. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think about it, though, Halloween is fun. Yeah. And it's supposed to be a good thing, and candy is being – you know, put out for the kids. Now, I don't know how many kids are actually going to eat the candy. I'm sure a lot of parents are giving them a couple pieces and throw the rest away or donate it, for that matter. But it was fun. It was a fun evening, a little bit of cocktails, not much, but a little bit. And then the after party, obviously, usually go back to the house and eat up and drink up. And football game was on last night, so you got a chance to watch the second half of that, which was great.
One time I want to see someone trick or treat. Trick! Slam the door. You know, what's trick or treat? It's always treat. It's not really a question.
Why do you want everything to be so damn mean and bad?
It's not a question. No, I love Halloween, but like trick or treat, it's just, you know, they might as well show up knocking and just say, give me candy, right? Like it makes more sense.
It's all for it, man.
So anyway, there were sports on last night, although not the World Series. But you had Monday Night Football, and there were things to be watched. Meantime, in New York City.
The G-Man.
Well, and the Jets. Robert Saleh said Zach Wilson is, quote, still our quarterback after the Jets lost to the Pats.
Why does he even need to answer that?
Why is second that even, year, how is that he used the number thing? Two overall pick on him. It's only his second, or number three. It's only his second. Wait, did he go two or three?
Why would he even need to answer that?
Wait a minute. Did Trey Lance go two or three? And how'd that work? Now I'm forgetting.
Let's just hear Robert Saleh. Was number two.
Two. Yeah, he went two overall.
Yeah, he was two.
So he spent a second pick in the draft on him. It's year two. But he's actually answering questions about whether or not he's still the quarterback, Zach Wilson. Listen to Robert Saleh, the Jets head coach.
I think Zach's going to continue to get better. I think he's a lot better than he was a year ago, like I've told you guys. But he, like everyone, I mean, we can all look in the mirror and look at the decisions we've all made yesterday. We all took turns, whether it was an ill-advised penalty, whether it was special teams play, protection, whatever it was, we've all got to get better. Zach, obviously, is the quarterback. He's got the ball in his hands. He's the most obvious in terms of being critical on, but he's gotten a lot better. Expect him to continue to get better. Do I expect it all to be clean? No, every quarterback has their days, but he's our quarterback because we think he's going to get better and he's going to continue to prove why he's the number two pick.
What do you think, Key?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got to continue to get better. He's got to hurry up and get there then because right now he's not doing much. Robert Saleh is going to keep him there because he has to keep him there. You're the number two guy. Now, year four, that's a different story. But year two and three, you've got to give him the opportunity to show that he was worth the number two pick overall. As it stands right now, still a little early to get. It's an incomplete. You can't give him a grade. It's an incomplete. Do I think he'll get better? I haven't seen anything that makes me feel like that. When I identify quarterbacks, I can look at, and I'm proud of this, I can look at a dude and tell you whether he can play or not. It doesn't take – I don't need 10 years of a guy to say he can play. Give me the rest of this season, and I'll let you know whether or not he'll be able to be a top-notch number two pick NFL quarterback.
Yeah, the grade's incomplete.
Give me the rest of the year.
Incomplete is what he specialized in against the Patriots. A lot of incompletions. Here's Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider, earlier on this very program on whether or not Zach Wilson is the answer for the Jets. Jay, listen to this.
I think it's an overreaction because I think it's too soon to make that conclusion. It is a challenging week to take this position because, man, did he look bad. I mean, like, he looked not only bad, he looked overwhelmed, right, in a game where they needed him to be good. I would like to see progress. Right. It looks like he's regressing in year two, and that's alarming. But I do think it's too soon to make the conclusion that he's not the guy. He hasn't really played enough.
I agree with Dan on that one. I still have to see a bigger body of work that will come with the rest of the season. It's not all because of Zach Wilson. A lot of it is because of their defense and the way they play. But, I mean, they're also fifth in the AFC right now. They're fifth in the AFC. So I don't conflate overall team success with Zach Wilson because he's been out, coming back off that. There's a lot for him to prove. But the skill set, there still seems like there is an upside there. Now, whether he can gain the poise, the composure, that's still to be determined. It doesn't give me the most confidence, but I still need to see more. How about that?
I like the way you threw in conflate. Very good. Excellent. Look at that. You sit next conflate. To me, it pays off. Can you throw in a few conflates? conflates?
Complates.
So I sit next to you, it also pays off. All right. Are the Jets buyers or sellers at the deadline? Listen to Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, on that question.
I wouldn't, because I don't think at this point you want to – he's a good young player. I would work really hard to try to solve the problem. Now, all those receivers, candidly, Key, at some point, the way Zach Wilson's playing, there's going to be – bigger problems than Elijah Moore because Zach Wilson's holding this team back. So I would talk to Elijah Moore and say, hey, it could be Corey Davis, right? It could be Garrett Wilson. It could be James Robinson. Any of those guys, you all have a right to be frustrated. And until this quarterback plays better, you're not going anywhere.
That's on Elijah Moore and whether or not they should trade him. But, Key, that's Mike Tannenbaum's already started to form an opinion about Zach Wilson, obviously, like he's holding the team back.
Yeah, but you know, it's still early. It's hard to say. They're ahead of schedule. They're sitting at 5-3, right? They're second in right now in the AFC East, although Miami is a better football team than them now that Tua's back healthy. Let's see how that goes. I like where the Jets are. I like what Joe Douglas has done. I wouldn't be shocked, though, if Joe Douglas made a decision to move on from Elijah Moore. It's not, you know, he's got, what, he's got about 9 hours to go or so to make that decision, because you don't want to have a disgruntled player, I don't care if he's contributing or not, inside of a locker room. It's just the bad, you don't want that bad feeling walking around. You know what I'm saying, Max? You don't want somebody walking around frowning every day, mad every day, talking negative behind the coach's back to the other players seeing that he's not happy. You just don't want that. So in my opinion, they should move on from Elijah Moore and give him an opportunity to find a new home and get a new pick and start all over again.
You're talking about the way attitude on a team and in your profession can affect your professional success. What about what's happening off the field of play? We're about to get into that. By the way, Paul Feinbaum on the Paul Feinbaum Show joined us last hour. He was brought to you by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
Tom Brady should have stayed his ass at home.
It's just his body language and how he looked at the podium. Guy who looks somewhat defeated.
We just have not played well. It doesn't matter if you don't execute your job well, then it doesn't matter who's on the other side.
Tom Brady says his focus is on his children, number one, and winning games after that, after an amicable split from Giselle, his wife. Speaking for the first time since his divorce from Giselle
Bundchen.
Now
Bundchen. I can talk about it, Max.
What's that?
Now I'll talk about
now
it.
You're, right, right. Well, now that it's – right, I hear what you're saying. Key does not like to speculate about people's personal lives. But now that the divorce from Giselle Bundchen was finalized last week, Tom Brady spoke about it on his podcast, Let's Go with Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald, and Jim Gray on Sirius XM. Listen to this.
There's a lot of professionals in life that go through things that they deal with at work and they deal with at home. And obviously the good news is things that it's a very amicable situation. And I'm really focused on two things, taking care of my family and certainly my children. Secondly, doing the best job I can to win football games. So that's what professionals do. You focus at work when it's time to work. And then when you come home, you focus on the priorities that are at home. All you can do is the best you could do. That's what I'll just continue to do is, as long as I'm working and as long as I'm being a dad.
I respect every single word that he just spoke, Tom Brady. It's, you know, just because you try to compartmentalize as a professional does not mean you will be 100% successful. And so it looks to me, in spite of what Brady said about making that attempt, he's being a professional and compartmentalizing his personal and private lives and professional lives, it looks to me like the dude hasn't eaten in a, you know, is not eating. It looks to me like I can imagine it's hard to sleep. Your whole reality is changing. And so when a guy's going through something like this and he looks different and then his professional performance looks different, even though he's 100 years old, he's 45 years old. In NFL terms, it's 1,000, right? I'm not ready to say, you know what, Tom Brady's cooked. The Bucs are cooked. He's going through something hard. His approach seems to be correct to me, but even the perfect approach does not yield perfect results, guys. I respect what he's saying, and I'm not ready to write the Bucs off.
No, you don't want to write him off, whether this was public or private or whatever you want to call it, because it's Tom Brady and he's still a good quarterback at 45 years old. It's just not him. If Tom Brady was Tom Brady 10 years ago and the rest of the team was playing the way they were playing, you're not going to win any games, man, because the defense isn't stopping anybody the way they were 2 years ago. The defense isn't stopping anybody the way they were a year ago, okay? And Tom isn't playing great. But the good thing about this, though, is it's out in the public. It's out there now. He doesn't have to feel like he's hiding and acting all weird and stuff. Now it is what it is. I'm taking care of my kids. I'm a single man now. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm going to play football. I don't have to worry about running and answering my phone when the game is over with. All of those sort of things are gone now. So now he can just approach this with somewhat of a clear mind.
So he addressed also this idea of the challenge of compartmentalizing your personal and professional life on Let's Go, his podcast, Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald, and Jim Gray on Sirius XM. Here is Tom Brady.
Well, I think that's what being a professional is. I've dealt with a lot of challenging situations on and off the field over 23 years, and a lot of it does play out, you know, in front of a lot of people. So it's, I think the interesting thing for, you know, football player and athlete in general is, you know, you're out there, and I always say we're not actors, you know, even though we're on TV, you know, that is our real self out there. We're trying to do our best. That's how people really have gotten to know me over the years, by being on TV. And that is an authentic self that's out there to compete with my teammates every day, and you're giving all you can to the team. And, you know, everyone's going through different things. We all have our unique challenges in life. We're all humans. We do the best we could do. I have incredible parents that have always taught me the right way to do things. You know, I want to be a great father to my children and always try to do things the right way as well. To deal with things that in your life that have challenges, you want to deal with them in the best possible way. So I want to always be able to hold my head high on and off the field. And I'm going to try to continue to do that for as long as I'm here.
It feels to me as if that was a cathartic experience for him, having a vehicle that he can talk about where he's going, right? I think a lot of times when you're going through something, you know, that has trauma involved with it, like there's some, like he didn't really have a place where he can communicate what he was dealing with. And now that, like Key said, that it's out there, you almost hear him in real time talking himself through it, right? And I think how compartmentalization is something that every athlete's able to do. But how you channel where you are now and then compartmentalize, I think that gives him runway. It's almost as if, like, okay, I was going through this divorce. Like, my O-line is depleted. Like, I've had players out. What else are you going to throw at me? Like, that's been me at my worst. And we're still in contention. We're still here. So watch. That's why I still think there's upside for Tom Brady. Because now it's like he's almost on the back end coming out of this. Never be out of a divorce, right, and dealing with his kids. But now you're seeing him come through the other side of the tunnel.
Key, I do think there's something to that. Like, when a guy has to kind of keep one side of his life, not just private, but secret, right? Yes. You don't want stuff out in the public. That can weigh on you in a way where maybe when you're on the other side of it, and look, now cat's out of the bag, man, right?
Oh, like, yeah, cool.
It lifts a burden in a way.
Oh, it was all good. When I was going through my divorce and I played, immediately, I'm getting divorced. It's over with. I ain't got to even be sitting around and acting all weird and don't want to tell nobody. I don't care that it's on E! Entertainment and Extra and all those things back in the day. Okay, it is what it is. I'm getting divorced. I'm going to take care of my kids, and I'm going to keep it moving. So now I can play with a clear mind. I don't have to worry about, oh, somebody's going to ask me this question about this now. What's really going on? You know, we didn't have all of the social media stuff, but we had Us Magazine. We had Extra and Access Hollywood and all of the New York Post and all of the gossip stuff. We had the Max Kellerman, Loud Mouths, you know, on radio. We had that. What'd you say, Max?
I said, hate that guy.
Yeah. And so, you know, Tom has to deal with a little bit of a different type of scrutiny, but it's the same thing. Now that it's out in the public, so to speak, he can just approach it as it is. Like he said, I'm going to take care of my kids. I'm going to take care of my family and my kids to start. Then I'll focus in on football, and then he'll be better for that.
So we all kind of see it in a similar way here. Do you guys think this means that, like, what's your prediction quickly? Is Brady going to get better, and the Bucs going to get better now?
They're going to fight for the division. Is that a good enough prediction?
Yeah, that is absolutely. Fight for the division, yeah. Do you think Brady gets better going forward now that this is public? I'm not saying it's direct cause and effect, but
yeah, the barometer is pretty low, by the way, for how he's played thus far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they get better, but it could have a positive effect on the rest of the team, right? Mm-hmm. Because if he's walking around with his head down, then the other people looking at him and they're saying, well, he got this negative attitude. Well, why should I care? Why, like, if he's not coming out of there with his chest out every single day with the, let's go, I'm Brady, you know, that whole deal, they look at him and go, well, that ain't the same guy that we had 2 years ago. Now he's coming back and he's like, yeah, I'm Brady, I'm coming back. They're going to feel a certain way.
Yeah,
they're going to follow their leader.
I picked them to win the division. I've not moved off that, and I'm not moving off it, Jay. I think they're going to win the division. Will they?
Yes.
They win the division. Key, do they win the division?
I don't know that they win the division because I don't know what New Orleans is coming back to do. I don't know.
Well, make a prediction.
Well, I just said I don't know. That's a prediction.
If you had to pick one or the other,
Who would you bet on?
But that's not what Max asked me. Why do you always try to – won't you just concentrate on your laptop?
I was trying to get you to take a stand.
I just took one.
The Bears traded Roquan Smith.
I don't know.
To the Ravens.
Damn it.
As we near – by the way, trade deadline, guys, in a bunch of hours, right? 4 p.m. today. As we near the 4 p.m. NFL trade deadline, what other big names – could we see on the move after Jay has this from Bosley?
Guys, Jay, are the Nets going to win the NBA title?
No. See?
Taking a stand.
Guys, if you're suffering from hair loss or worried about your hair, you got to check out Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts. The sooner you take action, the more options you'll have for keeping and restoring your hair. Bosley has both surgical and non-surgical solutions to help you keep the hair you have and grow thicker, fuller hair where you need it the most. Right now, Bosley is giving away a free information kit and a $250 gift card towards a procedure. All you have to do is text WIN to 203-203. You don't want to wait when it comes to hair loss. Just get the information and learn what you can be doing right now to keep or grow your hair. People trust Bosley. They are truly the leaders in hair restoration. They have the most experience restoring hair, and experience matters. So, what are you waiting for? Get your free Bosley info kit and a $250 gift card when you text WIN to 203-203. Again, text WIN to 203-203 and get your hair back with Bosley.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yes, and Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max are on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. You can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776, as we near the 4 p.m. NFL trade deadline. This is it, trade deadline today, 4 p.m. It is now 8:30 a.m., and I didn't major in math, but it seems to me we are 7.5 hours away from the trade deadline. What moves do you want to see your team make? 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. It's Progressive's 10th Keys to Progress giveaway for veterans. This year, their goal is to gift a vehicle to a recipient, small business, or nonprofit in every state. See more about their annual giveaway at keystoprogress.com. And guys, it is time to play to the max. This is players that will be moved. Shannon?
All right, let's look at some big names here. 4 o'clock, as you mentioned, Max, right around the corner here. So let's look at some names of guys that we think could be, should be, or will be moved. 050 or to the max. Key, I will start with you. Kareem Hunt, Cleveland Browns running back. Will he be moved? 050 or to the max? What you got?
I think to the max. I think that deal's being worked on right now. They got everything out of him last night that they needed to get out of him. And now when you look at him, he could certainly be an asset to the Buffalo Bills or the Los Angeles Rams, but he is to the max.
Yeah, he's to the max. Look, Kareem Hunt is in the final year of his contract, right? And should he be a number one running back? Yeah, he should be for a contender. So they'll do the right thing, and he's to the max.
To the max. They have, by the way, Kareem Hunt is an excellent running back, and they already have a guy who's even a little bit better, although, like, it's close. Kareem Hunt is that good. They're going to move him.
Get value.
All right, sticking with the running backs here, Key, Alvin Kamara of the Saints, will he be moved 0-50 or to the max?
Well, my sources out there in the world of professional sports say zero. He will not be moved at all, zero. The New Orleans Saints still feel like they're in the middle of a hunt to win this division. And he's healthy, but he will not be moved at all. It's a total zero.
Yeah, I say zero, too. Look, he's their main source of production offensively right now. Man, 3 touchdowns in their last game. I mean, he's one of the sole reasons. Everybody else is injured or out, right? So I think considering that division is a mess, you hold on to Alvin Kamara. He's the best thing you got right now.
Yeah, I would say zero. Kamara is valuable in the passing game. He can do a lot. And there's, you know, even going forward, why would you want to move on from him?
All right, well, let's stay with the New Orleans Saints here.
Zero.
I got to say the name. Michael Thomas, wide receiver, New Orleans Saints. Will he be moved? 0-50 or to the max, Key?
No, zero. His salary cap number is too high, and he's not playing right now, so he's got a little bit of an injury going on. But they, again, they feel like when they get him back along with Landry, this will be a much different football team. They're still in the thick of things after that big win against Las Vegas, that they're still in the thick of things and winning the division, so zero.
I'll listen to what Key says. Anything Michael Thomas related, zero. Easy for me.
Let's move it right along.
All right, well, I'll give you a look ahead to today's show. The Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, will join the show at 9:30 Eastern. So in about an hour, we'll talk more New Orleans Saints with the Honey Badger at 9:30. All right, another name of a player, a guy who was in the news this week, DJ Moore, wide receiver, Carolina Panthers. Key, will he be moved 0-50 or to the max?
I have a zero on this one as well. I think DJ Moore is a fantastic talent. They gave him an extension here recently. I don't see where they're going to part ways with him. He's a piece for the team moving forward with the new head coach coming in. You got to keep some players. You can't just have a bare cupboard.
Yeah, I think 50. I think it depends upon how big of an offer is made for DJ Moore that the Panthers can then use as leverage. Look, there's some teams out there, Green Bay, that really need a top-flight wide receiver. So, I mean, if you can leverage the situation and get more than what you originally intended, then possibly yes.
Oh, it's a tough one because they've shown that they're sellers. But I'm going to say 50 because they've shown they're sellers. But what Key said is right. You know, like if you have young ascending talent, why, like, you want to build around something. You want to have some pieces. But I got to say 50 because they've shown that they will deal their parts.
All right, we're playing to the max, looking at players that will be dealt here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Next player up, Key, Bradley Chubb, outside linebacker, Denver Broncos. Will he be moved? What you got, 0-50 or to the max?
I got a 50 on this one. You know, most teams have done their dealings a week or two ago. This one's interesting because a team like the Los Angeles Rams, who has done business with the Denver Broncos in the past with Von Miller, somebody could use a pass rusher, and that's them. So I don't know what they would give up for him. I don't know what picks the Rams still have available, but that's one that I would keep an eye on.
I just feel like with so many unknowns in Denver, in particular with Nathaniel Hackett, I would say zero. I think you just want to hold on to him. Look, you can still franchise him next year, franchise tag him. I don't think I move him.
Would I move him? No. Will they move him? I got to go 50 again. I think there's a chance they do.
All right, sticking with the Denver Broncos here to the max, looking at players who will be moved by the 4 p.m. trade deadline today. Keyshawn, Jerry Jeudy, wideout, Denver Broncos, 0-50 to the max. Is Jeudy staying in Denver or is he getting moved?
You know, I think he's going to be there. I think it's going to be a zero because, you know, they brought Russell Wilson in. And that's for Courtland Sutton, for Hamlin, for Jared Judy and company, Tim Patrick, ACL, when he comes back. I think they want to have some weapons to go along with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I would probably say zero. It's an arms race in that division. You need talent, obviously, for Russell Wilson to excel inevitably. Doesn't mean they're not listening, though. Like, once again, there's a market for wide receivers. Depends upon what a team is willing to give me, but I would probably say zero.
I mean, I hate to do this every time because it's like take a stand, but I got to go 50. The Giants have made inquiries, right? And what was reported? That the asking price was too high. Not that they wouldn't trade him, but that you got to meet their price. So the question is, will some team meet their price? I don't think the answer is absolutely not. They might. He's a very good receiver.
Yeah, but are you giving up what they're asking? I mean, asking for.
Maybe you not, just, but there's yeah. but there are some teams who might feel, you know, like just some teams who need receiving help, right? Mm-hmm. Not that the Packers would do it, but the Packers right now, they might think, Aaron Rodgers is 38. We went all in. Every year, the time is now for us, right? I just mentioned the Giants. And there are other teams like that who might feel like, boy, it's an important year for us. This dude might put us over the top.
Yeah, Packers wouldn't do it with Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy's – they already got that with the young receivers. He's a young receiver with very little production. For them to ask that and the Packers to give it up when they just drafted two guys, that'd make a whole lot of sense.
But he's more experienced than those guys.
I just laugh at the whole conceived thought of the Packers saying, now's the time we're all in with Aaron Rodgers, as opposed to what's happened the last couple of years.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's not like Aaron Rodgers, they just did some deal and he's 28. He's 38. So, like, every year you waste of Aaron Rodgers, that's it, right? Yeah, like, there ain't that many that left.
Yeah. But what have they done? What in the past would make you think they're going to change their ways?
Yeah, right. But I just said, for example, put it this way, there is an asking price for him. There've been exploratory talks. I got to go 50.
All right, there's one more player here, and he's a place for a team that we usually don't think of as sellers. But key, Chase Claypool, wide receiver, Pittsburgh Steelers, 0-50 to the max. Will Claypool be moved by Pittsburgh?
I mean, 50 maybe, I guess. What are they? What are you getting? That would be my question. What are you getting?
I would say to the max key. I mean, he's not being utilized in the offense, and I feel like the Steelers aren't going to compete for the division this year. They're in rebuild mold, and I don't see Claypool. I mean, I don't see him staying on that unit.
Yeah,
we'll know at 4:00.
I don't want to say 50 every time. Key, let me ask you this:
what are you getting
when you look at Claypool? Key, I need your eyeball test. What is he? What is Claypool?
That's why I said, what are you getting?
That's what I want to know.
I don't know. He had a good rookie season, a good campaign, and
what do you see though as a receiver?
Rap music in the locker room, and it's kind of went in another direction.
He's taking a stand. He doesn't know.
No, no.
He just said.
But key, when it comes to receivers, you put your eyes on them, and you have a snap judgment, right? What is your Parcellian snap?
He's just a guy. What am I giving up? You're on a fourth round pick. I need another receiver. I need depth. I mean, like, what is he?
Okay, a Jag. You know? That's what I wanted
just
to know
guy.
From you.
He's just a Jag. A guy.
Just a guy.
Nothing special to me.
Okay, there it is. That's what I wanted to know. Hey, coming up, we want to hear from you as we near the 4 p.m. NFL trade deadline, less than 7.5 hours away. What moves do you want to see your team make? 888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776 after Key has this from Vivid Seats.
Football season is heating up, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great NFL ticket prices, they're also the official ticket partner of ESPN, and I'm going to get tickets from ESPN, and Jay's not going with me because I'm not inviting
him. Jeez.
And with Vivid Seats Rewards, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th free. Download the app or visit VividSeats.com today. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Receive reward credit equal to average price of 10 tickets purchased, including taxes, fees, and processing costs. See VividSeats.com/rewards for terms and conditions. Jay cannot come at all.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Well, Jay, what's up with this Miles Turner guy?
Make that voice. So Miles Turner from the Pacers says the Lakers should take a very hard look at trading for him. Check this out.
You've been hearing it for months, so I'll ask you. If you're the Lakers, would you do the two picks? Would you do the two picks?
Oh, that's such an intriguing question at that. I think personally, you know, when you look at this business of the league and, you know, knowing the landscape of the league, you know, you have to go off your future, right? And we all know picks are so valuable in this league. And someone like myself, I'm heading into the last year of my, you know, my deal. And you want to make sure, you know, you're getting a return, you know, for your assets, right? So, you know, if I'm the Lakers, I take a very hard look at this with the position that you're in. You know, I know what I can provide for a team. You know, my leadership, my shot blocking, you know, my three-point ability, and just my ability to make plays out there on the floor. And I take a very long look at it. But as far as pulling the trigger, you know, that's I get paid to shoot. Now, you know, I'm not made to make these calls, so I couldn't answer that.
Well, you just kind of answered it. You just answered
Jay,
it.
Please help me with this.
What's the translation?
Why is he? Jockey for position to be traded, and he's on a team. Like, who does
he
that?
Wants to get the hell out of a lot
But
of
why are
do
you doing? Like, what is he trying to shoot his way out the building?
Pretty much. I mean, it's – well, Keys, your squad, I mean, how long have we talked about when are the Lakers going to pull the trigger on Buddy Hield and Miles Turner? I mean, that's
But what is Miles Turner? He's a center.
Yeah, but again –
What is that going to do for us? We got a big.
Yeah, but he can shoot –
Jay, what is he going to do for us?
For a center,
he gives you yeah, but we
more.
Don't need a center playing the three. We need a center playing the five.
You need AD to play the five. I guess, Key, that comes down to the question why the Lakers have been a little bit hesitant, right? Like, what style of basketball is conducive for the Lakers to win at a high clip? It's not a slower down pace, right?
Yeah, dude, this is not 1985. We don't need a center like that.
Only thing I would
Buddy
say
Hill
about –
Buddy Hill would be the great addition. Yeah, not so much Miles Turner.
When you
but,
think about what the Lakers need, if you think about it this way, forget about everything else. They need shooting for sure, right, Key? Right, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we here's the thing about Buddy Hill can shoot the lights out. Miles Turner shoots better than average for his position. So what you've done if you make that deal – is brought in two above-average shooters for their position on a team that desperately needs that. Now when you look and you got Pat Bev, who shoots it okay usually from the outside. No, he does. He shoots it okay from the outside. All of a sudden, you're not the worst shooting 22%. Team in the league. And because of LeBron and AD, now if you're not an awful shooting team, you got something.
Yeah, but now that means that, you know, for the next couple of years, you're not going to have any draft picks.
I don't need two bigs clogging up the middle. That's for damn sure.
Got nothing.
No, you're right about that, Jay. We're back in 10 seconds. Keyshawn, Jay, Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. As we near the 4 p.m. trade deadline, it is now 7 hours and 14 minutes away. What moves do you want to see your team make? Lamar in New York?
I'm calling in. I said I would love to see Daniel Jones traded for any second-string quarterback from any team at this point.
Why? Damn. Daniel Jones having a good year? What are you talking about?
Nah, man. No, he's not, man. The team is doing great, man. He's like our weakest link. He's killing us. He never hits his first option.
He missed one throw that would have been really good last week. Otherwise,
one this week.
Daniel Jones, for the most part, has been an accurate and reliable passer. His receivers are not very good. Don't get a ton of separation. Like, what are we talking about? Key, Daniel Jones has looked bad to you this year?
No, I'm not. It must be was that an angry New York fan?
Yeah.
Sounds had like to it. Be, right? Because he, like, traded Daniel Jones for a backup, too. I'm like, damn, Daniel Jones been cool this year.
Yeah.
Oh, that pick right there.
That wasn't good. Listen, Daniel Jones is not an elite quarterback. I will say this, though. Let me see what he looks like with an alpha. Let's see what his ceiling is, because
he's fine, man. They got us the plan. Pretty good. Leave him alone for now. Don't go messing with him. Leave him alone. Let's see what he has.
Wants to trade him for a bag of potato chips.
My man called in and say, get rid of his ass now.
Dustin in Virginia.
Yeah, I'd like to see my Cowboys go get maybe go get another corner opposite Trayvon Diggs, somebody like Greedy Williams, if he's on the market, and maybe add another receiver, someone like Brandon Cooks, that can stretch the field.
Yeah,
and kind of open it up even more for that run game.
Yeah, my man clearly listening to something, Dustin, because I said it. They said they need to go trade for Greedy Williams, give up a fourth-round pick, go get Greedy. Greedy's long, just like Dan Quinn liked it in Seattle when he had Browner and Sherman and those dudes. You put Greedy on the other side of Diggs, you got something cooking. You got something cooking. That's a
Why does Cooks get traded so much?
I was just about to ask, how many teams has Brandon Cooks played for?
Why does he get traded so much?
He started for 20 teams.
He started wherever he goes. Who did he start with? I'm trying to think.
I guess Cooks could be a little more consistent.
He was in New England. Yeah. Oh, New Orleans. So he went New Orleans, mm-hmm. New England,
mm-hmm.
Rams,
mm-hmm. It's gotta be five
Texans.
Teams. Yep. Yeah.
So that's only four that I can think
four.
Of.
Okay, he gets to a new place.
He might have been in Cincinnati. I don't know.
I
know four for sure.
He gets to a new place. He pops for a little bit, but not maybe consistently enough. What is
it? He's consistent.
Why does he get moved so much?
I guess he's just a one-trick pony in people's minds. He's a smaller receiver, but he's lightning fast. He can stretch it over the top. You know, it's I don't know. I mean, who knows? Maybe people don't think they can win it all with him.
Or maybe sometimes it shows you the value a guy has because he is really good, right? So a lot of teams want him.
Lance in Ohio. What do you got?
I see you, Jay, with the turtleneck.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. How's it going today? My team's the Green Bay Packers, man. I'd like to see us trade for either Jerry Jeudy or DJ Moore or Elijah Moore. But if not, I'm okay with us trading Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Tom Brady was taking $25 million a year, and that's how he's able to have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. If Aaron Rodgers would cut his contract in half, we'd have a max contract receiver, but he don't want to do that, so let's trade him.
Well, listen, that's not a bad point, guys. Like, on the one hand,
y'all show be talking about people money, boy.
Yep, but it's true, because here's what What a hard cap league does is transfer wealth from the players to the owners. That's the point of it. It's not about parity. That's ridiculous. You could just do revenue sharing in other ways. It's about limiting what the players make. And part of that is, guys, if you're a player who's irrationally competitive, and a lot of guys are, that's why they're world-class athletes, you think, if I want to win, I'm making 25, do I really need 30? I'm making 30, do I really need 40? And Rodgers is like, no, give me my money, which I respect. But it does mean it's harder to keep other max-type contract players around you.
I'm so glad that they could get you on that.
It's true.
When they come to you at ESPN and they tell you that, Max, I want to see what you do.
100%, Key. I get it, but it's a difference when there's
Adams
a hard
could
cap,
have stayed if he
difference.
Wanted to. Adams decided to leave.
He decided to pack up.
They gave him more money than the Raiders. They offered him more money
why
than
do you
the Raiders
think
gave
that,
him.
Why do you think, Key, that there's this rush, rightly or wrongly, to build around a quarterback in his rookie contract?
It's not that's just what they tell you. They sell you that. So what they do is they tell you that, then you take it and deliver it to everybody from a media standpoint, and people believe that. It's not true, man.
It got reversed. That came more from analytics people than front office.
You know how many quarterbacks in teams I can point to that the quarterback essentially got his money and everybody else did too? I can go to one team, the Rams, damn. I just go to the Rams.
That's right.
Jared Goff got paid. The running back got paid. Brandon Cooks got paid. Mm-hmm. Robert Woods got paid. Aaron Donald got paid. I can go on and on and on. Don't let them do that.
It drives me crazy
when they do that.
I understand what you're saying, but there is no way around a hard cap. You can fudge it. You can kick the can down the road. You can do it. But in the end, there's a finite number of dollars, and it will handcuff you.
Let me tell you something, Max. You just said kicking the can down the road. That's what everybody does. Every single team.
Why do you think T. Higgins might be available?
Not the Bears anymore. Haha, go ahead.
Why do you think T. Higgins might be available eventually? Why?
Because they're not going to want to pay $30 million a year for him.
But if they didn't have Ja'Marr Chase, they would. Once you pay one top receiver, you can't pay another dude also.
You're not going to carry $60-some million dollars or $70 million in one room. You're not going to do that.
Thank you.
That doesn't mean that you can't pay a guy $22 million and another guy $28 million.
But he ain't gonna take $22 million, Key. Like,
why would he when he could get $30 million from a team? Why would he?
You're arguing with yourself right now.
No,
think
I'm
about
not.
It. Key,
no, I'm
it
not,
is obviously
Max.
An advantage to have Chase and Higgins on the same team, right?
No, but
you're not gonna do it if it costs you too much money.
But Max, even if the cap was $300 million. They're not going to do it. They're not going to spend that type of money in one position. They're just not.
You want to sneak another call in?
You guys done?
I don't have the board in front of me. You do.
We have one minute. Kevin in St. Louis, you got 45 seconds. Go.
Wasted the minutes messing with you.
Give me Trey Lance for Taysom Hill. Let's give New Orleans the quarterback of the future and San Francisco another triple threat.
Okay, wait. Who for Taysom Hill?
Trey Lance
for Taysom Hill. You're going to get more than Taysom Hill for Trey Lance, one would think.
Taysom Hill for Trey Lance.
Yeah. Taysom Hill is more than a gadget player, but he's a versatile player.
Did he say that?
And Trey Lance is the number 3 pick in the draft overall.
No, we good.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Damn, did you guys come to a conclusion who won that conversation?
Max.
What? Yeah.
What? ESPN has a hard cap.
What? No, they don't.
So who won that conversation?
No, they don't. No cap. As we need near the 4 p.m. trade deadline, what moves do you want to see your team make? I mean, one caller wanted to trade Daniel Jones. Should the Giants get a receiver in the next couple hours? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.